All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to be talking to an individual who has a fight coming up at Ryzen 27, which goes down on March the 21st. The Ryzen FF Atomweight Championship going to be up for grabs there. We have Ayaka Hamasaki and Kana Asakura going at it, and I have Kana Asakura on the show. How are you doing there?
Practice
has been great, and I feel good. I'm in good condition right now. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you for sure, but you're talking about some good work you're getting in there. I'm kind of wondering, like, the main, I guess, gym or, I guess, facility that you're, you know, getting in that work in ahead of this fight.
朝倉選手は今回のその練習はどこのジムでやられているんですか？そうですね。メインはもう本当所属のパラスタラ松戸柏で練習してますね。
So I've been training preparing for this fight just as always my home gym. It's called Paraestra Kashiwa and in Matsudo. These two places are my main training gyms.
And who are the main sparring partners that she's getting in work with ahead of this big fight here?
今朝倉選手が、まあ、練習している選手名とかあのいれば紹介してください。ジムの中だったら本当荻窪さん、岡田さんだったりとか、あとこれから試合だったりするアマチュアの選手、あと津谷さんの息子だったりとか、みんな練習させてもらってて、
So my teammates, I train with a lot of my teammates, but just to name a few, it would be Hiromasa Ogikubo, the former tough runner-up, Ryo Okada, he's the current Shudo Bantamweight champion. A lot of high-level amateurs. My coach is Mr. Tsuruya, but his son is a wrestling elite, which he just made his professional debut at 18 years old. But those would be my main training partners. But I also do cross-train at Mina Kurobe's gym once a week.
Yeah, sounds like some good work all around is being had there, but great go-around there in the last fight there, Ryzen 26, just getting out there for yet another New Year's Eve event. It seems like there's a few New Year's Eve events under the belt, and that seems like it has, you know, particular importance to Kana. Is it something that just always has a certain, I guess, special kind of spectacle about it, or, like, is there any kind of, I guess, compounding sense of just it building up over time? Like, what are her thoughts on being part of these New Year's Eve events and everything like that?
桜選手の前の試合は昨年末の大晦日の試合だったんですけれども、朝倉選手はそのライジンの大晦日と一緒にこう、まあ常連になっている感じなんですけれども、その朝倉選手にとって大晦日の大会ってどういう気分なんですか？どういうものなんですか？やっぱり普段の試合とはちょっと違う感じですか？
やっぱり相手が誰だろうとちょっとやっぱ違うかなって思いますね。本当自分の中の一年の締めくくりでもあるので、そこはやっぱりちょっといつもの感覚とは違いますね。し、大晦日のやっぱ格闘技ってもう昔からあるものなんで、そこに自分が出れてるっていうその意識もやっぱりちょっといつもとは違うのかなっていうふうに思います。
So regardless of the opponent, the New Year's Eve events are always something special. There's something added to that. Whoever opponent it may be, there's just something more special about it to the New Year's Eve fights. For me, it's definitely the grand sum of my entire year. It's something that will finish up my year of fighting. So in that sense, it's very special. And you know, New Year's Eve in Japan, it just has that special history behind it. Lots of history and lots of great fighters fighting on New Year's Eve. And for me to be part of that tradition itself, that itself is something very special, and I'm very grateful and honored to be part of that tradition, which kind of gives me, it makes me feel obligated to put on a better performance than I usually can. So, you know, just being part of that tradition, it's very humbling and it's very motivating and exciting.
Absolutely. And one of those past New Year's Eve fights was the aforementioned initial fight with Ayaka Hamasaki. I'm kind of wondering if Kana, I guess, goes and revisits that tape much as a means of preparing for this one, or if that last contest is kind of inconsequential and it's more of a clean slate going forward into this next matchup here.
まあ、今回の試合の相手は浜崎選手なんですけれども、その浜崎選手とも前に大晦日で試合をやっていると思うんですね。で、今回の試合をやるにあたって、その前回の試合って、その研究材料としてこう見たりしますか？それとももうその試合は全くこう別物として見て、あんまり見てないか振り返ってない感じですか？前回の自分の試合も見てますね。けど一番浜崎選手との試合を今回見てますね。
So I have been watching my fight against Ayaka, just for reference, right? Preparing for this fight. But in terms of studying my opponent for this one, I've been watching a lot more of the Sohi Ham fight with Hamasaki more than my fight.
That's curious, just because it's maybe a more recent example of Hamasaki's fighting skill, or what's the reason for watching that Ham fight in particular?
この浜崎選手との試合を、まあ、より見ている理由として、その理由は何ですか？やっぱりなんか前回のミュウさんの試合とかも見たりしたんですけど、やっぱミュウさんが多分全てを出し切れずに終わっちゃったと思うんで、そういう部分では浜崎選手とのこの競った試合が一番自分的には分かりやすいなと思って何回も見てます。
So when you look at her most recent fight against Miyu Yamamoto, that one kind of ended quickly. And, you know, Miyu Yamamoto wasn't able to showcase everything that she wanted to do. She wasn't able to push Hamasaki to that limit. So when you look at that aspect, the Sohi Ham fight went all three rounds and it exposed Hamasaki where, to the point where she's in danger. And I think those types of fights is what I really needed to study when I have to learn about Hamasaki. So that's why I watched that fight a lot.
And I'm kind of wondering, just, you know, with the backdrop of this, again, being the rematch where Asakura didn't necessarily come out on top, and then also contending for the belt again, like, is there any kind of, I guess, redemptive kind of component to either getting the win in the Hamasaki series or maybe winning the belt this time, or are those aspects not informing the upcoming fight at all?
この試合はいろんな意味で注目しようと思えばいろんなこう物語が出てくる試合だと思うんですけども、当然その前回もベルトをかけた試合だった。で、当然またその同じ相手にやると。だから今回の試合は朝倉選手にとってこのテーマ的にはこうリベンジなのか、このベルトを再び取るのか、
なんかそういう自分の中で前回の試合を関連付けたテーマってのありますか？それとも全く違う、新しい試合としてとかやってますか？やっぱでも自分の中ではリベンジで、そこにプラスベルトがついてるんで、その分気持ちは入ってますね。もう本当にシンプルにリベンジしてベルトを巻きたいですね。
Yeah, so for me, it's definitely a redemption fight. Getting that revenge and getting that belt is just icing on the cake. So for me, it's just extra motivation, and I definitely look at this as a redemption of my career.
Absolutely, and I mean, just competing a few times outside of the Ryzen circuit in recent years, like Bellator and also Invicta FC, seems like there might be some options as well there with Alicia Zapatella, former opponent, being champion there, but it seems like with a past Drake Riggs interview there, maybe you just want to officially represent Ryzen going forward. Is Kana looking at just exclusively competing with Ryzen for the next several bouts? Is there any entertaining of doing crossovers with Invicta FC or even Bellator MMA, or is it just exclusively Ryzen FF?
Ryzen が置かれている状況というか、まあ、いろいろ、まあ、ベラトールとの連携だったり、インビクタとの連携だったり、まあ、いろいろとライジンはやっているんですけれども、朝倉選手の前のインタビューを聞いて、ドレイクさんとのインタビューを聞いていると、まあ、結構こう、ライジンでっていう部分に結構こだわっているように、感じ取れたんですけれども、この先、朝倉選手はやっぱりこうまたライジンにこだわるのか、その他のところに行ってみたいとか、そういう気持ちはあったりしますか？
そうですね、自分の中ではやっぱりライジンの選手としてやっぱずっといたいなっていうのはあるので、もしじゃあ他の団体に出るってなっても、ライジンの選手としてやっぱり他の団体に出たりしたいなっていうふうに思います。
So for me, I do feel strongly that I want to be a Ryzen fighter. I want to continue to be a Ryzen fighter. SoYou know, if I were to fight abroad, which is very interesting and it's very tempting to think about it. But if I were to fight outside of Ryzen, I would still like to represent Ryzen when I go into other promotions. And if that works out, that would be fantastic. That would be exciting. But, you know, deep inside, I do want to continue to be a part of Ryzen.
Absolutely. I understand the...you know, mentality there. And it's kind of curious because with Kana Asakura, I mean, such a veteran of promotions like Pancrase, Shudo, Deep, I mean, the Ryzen 2017 Atomweight Grand Prix champion. So a really veteran resume, but just, you know, still in her mid-20s. And it seems like she has a very, like, humble kind of demeanor that belies her impressive resume. Can Kana kind of talk about that dynamic where she has that veteran resume, but still needs to almost keep, like, a white belt mentality in a certain sense to...kind of keep improving?
朝倉選手のこの戦績を見るとすごくすごい戦績を残していると思うんです。それこそパンクラスやってシュートやってディープやってライジンのグランプリも取ってすごくでまだ20代、まあ、中盤というすごいキャリアを歩んできているんですが、こう話していると非常にこうまだまだ全然謙虚本当にな、態度が感じ取れるんですけれども、 なんで朝倉選手はそうこうまだ謙虚なんていられるんですか？
そうですね、やっぱ自分年齢的には若くデビューしたので、まあ、経験はこの年でたくさん詰めているんですけど、やっぱりまだまだ自分の中で完成はされてないですし、まだまだ強くなれるなとも思ってるので、自分が一番でもないと思うので、まだなんかそういう部分ではもっともっと上に行ける自分が いると思うので、なんかなんていうの、まあ謙虚がなんかわからないんですけど、まだ強くなれると思ってます。
So I do appreciate your words, but you know, the reason why I have, you know, so many fightsat a fairly young age is because I just made my professional debut really early, and that's why I have so many fights and the experience. But I do feel like as a fighter, I'm not even close to being a complete fighter. I do feel that I've got much to grow, and I'm not even close to being number one. So, and when you think about those facts that there are so many other fighters above you, you know, it justputs you in your spot. So I don't really feel like I'm humble, but I don't feel like I'm number one at all. And, you know, just accepting that fact, I guess, gives me this mentality of, you know, I can grow more. There's so much more that I can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there, I guess, a certain accomplishment or a certain level of martial arts skill that would represent being...number one, or is it just that general idea of pursuing the unachievable and trying to be the quintessential perfect martial artist in a way?
まあその朝倉選手が言う、こうまだまだ上に行けるという部分に、こう具体的に目に見えてる部分ってありますか？例えばそれこそその黒帯の段だったり、どっかのチャンピオンベルトだったり、その本当にただ単に世界一になるのか、その具体的なものってなんか見えてたりしますか？
まずはでも本当目の前の、まあ、浜崎さん、ライジンのベルトがやっぱり一番ですね。そこを勝って取ればまたすごい自分も自信になってくると思うので、まずはそこかなって思ってます。
Well, I think right now is the upcoming fight、to capture that Ryzen Super Atomweight belt against Hamasaki. And、I think that by beating Hamasaki and having that Ryzen belt around my waist will probably open up more doors for me mentally.、so that I think、I'll have a different mentality once I get that. But、first, I really need to focus on this fight.
Well, that's fair because I think a lot of people perceive Ayaka Hamasaki as the greatest atomweight of all time. So I think a win would, you know, validate a certain level of success in the sport. Is that an assessment that Asakura agrees with in as far as Hamasaki being that all-time great atomweight?
まあ、あの業界の人たちの中でやっぱり浜崎選手はこう女子のトップ級の中では本当にこう、まあ、最強だっていうふうに言われているんですけれども、本当に浜崎選手のその浜崎選手に勝つってことはこう自他ともに認めるこう世界一になれるんじゃないかなっていうふうに、朝倉選手ご自身は思ってますか？
そうですね、自分の中でもやっぱり浜崎さんはこの階級で言ったら本当世界で見てもトップだと思うので、こう取ればやっぱり自分も自信持ってライジンのベルト持ってるんじゃないかなって思います。
Yeah, I do agree. I agree that Hamasaki is definitely the best in the world、in terms of、atom weights. And、I think that if I can beat her、I could confidently say that、you know, I beat the best in the world. So I think、you know, beating her will change a lot of things.
And just based on the earlier part of the conversation, it seems like Kana would like to have her final fight of the calendar year for that New Year's Eve event. But with this upcoming fight and, you know, the New Year's Eve card bookending things, is there like an ideal amount of fights that she would like to take throughout the calendar year here?
あの朝倉選手は、まあ、当然その大晦日には誰もが多分出たいと思うんですけれども、まあ、そこにも出場するとして、今年何試合ぐらいしたいと思いますか？
そうですね、今年はやっぱり1試合、1回目が3月なんで、まあ、3、4試合はできればしたいなっていうふうに思ってますね。
So with my first fight being in March, at the end of March, I hope, in a perfect world, I hope I could get 3 or 4 fights in this year.
Yeah, it's an ambitious schedule, but I think one that is...certainly doable. Is that informed by a degree of like the pandemic putting a hold on certain things? Like did the pandemic, I guess, create an urgency to get out there and compete more, or was that going to be the goal always?
あの、まあ、結構年間4試合とかはあの結構ファイターとしては多い方だと思うんですが、それ、まあ、4試合やりたいっていう理由の裏側にはやっぱ昨年コロナであんまり試合ができなかったとかそういう部分って影響してますか？
そうですね、去年やっぱり、まあ、コロナの中でも2試合自分はやらせてもらったんですけど、やっぱりもっとやりたいなっていうふうに思ったんで、4試合全然まだまだ自分もできるんで、そうですね、4試合ぐらいがちょうどいいですね。
So I'm not going to take away anything. I feel very fortunate and grateful that I was able to fight twice last year within the whole pandemic, global pandemic. I do feel grateful for that. But, you know, I just want to fight more. And I feel like I'm physically prepared to put fights in a year. I think I can do that. And, you know, as long as I feel confident on being able to execute these fights, I really want to.Want to do that. So I think 4 fights is good for me.
Well, that's exciting news for myself and other fans of the scene over there. So that's really great to hear. But I also want to be mindful of Kana's presumably busy schedule. So is there anything that Kana would like to sort of add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up the interview here?
あの、朝倉選手が今年思うこの目標だったり、あの、まあ、今年やり遂げたいことっていうのがあればちょっと教えてください。
そうですね、まあ、今年も一番に今の自分の目の前の目標が来たので、まずはそこをクリアしてベルトを取って、そこからまた展開ってたくさん変わってくると思うんで、まだ想像もつかないんですけど、 まずはベルト取って、またいろんな選手とリベンジだったり、また新たな挑戦だったりしていきたいなって思ってます。
No, for this year, I think the biggest goal that I could ask for is coming at the very first fight of this year. So, you know, once I overcome this challenge and get this belt, I think so many things could change, and so many, there's just so many interesting ways that this could potentially take me. So I'm very much looking forward to, you know, the rest of the year and how this year may turn out to be. But, you know, it's all going to depend on the result of my upcoming fight. So I'm very excited. I've got nothing but positive and high hopes for this year. So just, you know, stay tuned and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that excitement level is something that's shared by many in the MMA world as we get close to Ryzen 27, which people can check out on March the 21st, a huge rematch between Kana Asakura and Ayaka Hamasaki with that Ryzen Fighting Federation Super Atomweight belt up for grabs. Thanks for all the time and insights, and just, yeah, thanks for the time, both of you, and just hopefully you both have a good one there. All the best.
ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございます。